Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the OVS 9 months 2015 financial results presentation. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Stefano Beraldo, CEO of OVS. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. Thank you for being here with us for this call about the 9 months result of OVS. I think we gave a full disclosure on our press release, and you have received plenty of documents, I hope. So generally, what I can say is shortly that we are progressing in line with our expectation and maybe accelerating our growth in the quarter in terms of top line. There is a good increase in net sales with 8.2%, driven both by like-for-like and by network expansion, something ahead of our plan because we opened some more stores than expected. So very solid top line in the third quarter, in spite of a weather which has been not great. I don't say negative, but I cannot say even strongly positive. Market share increased, and I'd like to notice that together with H&M, we are the only company which is growing market share at the same pace. So as I said to you, to some of you many times, seems that in the market there are two players which are clearly growing in a similar pace, which is us and H&M. EBITDA is very solid with 16% EBITDA growth in spite of a higher marketing spending. More in detail, in page 3, the net sales up 8%, the EBITDA 16%, EBIT obviously even better because of a leverage. So basically, what maybe is worthy to notice here is that EBITDA increased 16%, but once adjusted of the higher marketing cost that we decided to spend launching the first TV campaign for this company in many, many years, at least I'm in the company in 10 years and I never made TV, and this we made to support the visibility and the evolution of our brand. Once adjusted of this cost, the EBITDA growth would be more than 19%, so in line with the growth that we generated in the first two quarters and in the first 6 months. So profit before taxes increased by 60 million, which is a huge number. Lower financial expenses and operating leverage, and also obviously the volume-driven growth that I mentioned before. So once we look at the two brand, the two banner that we manage, OVS and UPIM, I think it's worthwhile to mention that UPIM, that 1 year ago was at the end of a transition period, as promising, is generating both interesting growth and even more interesting EBITDA growth. And in terms of breakdown between franchising and DOS, as we gave guidance, we are growing more with the franchising, but we are growing both with franchising and DOS, Franchising growth has been 30%, and DOS growth has been more than 5%, combining this total 8.2% growth. The EBITDA growth depends from savings on one side, good operating leverage, and stable gross margin. This is important to notice. Our gross margin is stable. On DOS, we have in the quarter exactly the same gross margin than last year. Now, we have a small improvement compared to the gross margin of last year. So the company is not, as anticipated, is not suffering of gross margin erosion. And the only gross margin effect that you will see in the final figure will depend from a mix effect, because the franchising growth, which is higher than the DOS growth, is impacting the mix that compared to last year is moving up in terms of franchising from 10% franchising last year versus 13% franchising, say, this year. The two banners, OVS growth, top line 7.7, combination of like-for-like and growth space, floor space growth. UPIM 15.7%, combination of like-for-like, positive, and growth of retail space as well. And finally, in terms of margin, OVS improving in spite of this marketing increase of about 3 million, improving from 13 to 13.6, and once adjusted for this one-off marketing cost even more, and UPIM growing from 4.5 to 6%, and in absolute term, plus 54%. If we move to the net working capital, what I would like to mention is that in spite of a still kind of not strong recovery of the market, we have been able to generate a positive like-for-like, which is not necessarily happening to all our competitors. We know that some of our most important competitors are announcing internally negative like-for-like. But I want to point out on the inventory performance, which is pretty positive if you consider that on top of this 7.3 million, page 5, inventory reduction, we have also to consider the increased exchange rate, which imply that there is a an increase in nominal value of stock, which is not equivalent to the volume increase of stock because of the dollar appreciation. And this amount is about 10 million. So we have in volume a reduction of about 17 million equivalent, which if you consider also an increased perimeter of about 5%, it means that we are performing in terms of reduction of inventory per square meter at about 8-9% improvement, which is pretty interesting in my opinion. Having said that, maybe a couple of words on CapEx in page 6. CapEx are in line with our recent guidance, a little bit higher, as some of you, maybe some analysts, challenged me that we are making some more CapEx. Well, we are not a chemistry industry, so sometimes we catch opportunities, like, for instance, the conversion of the former UPIM store in Milan, Corso Buenos Aires, into OVS flagship, which costed more than expected, but which is generating a great result, because in this store that some of you had the opportunity to see, and this store is the first store where we have a surface which is of about almost 3,000 square meters, We are increasing not only the sales compared to the former location in Corso Buenos Aires, only 100 meters nearby, but we are increasing hugely the sales density. So I think that CapEx are fine, and half of the CapEx are related to new openings. And I want to just remember that some of the CapEx are the tail of some investment in logistics in order to be coherent with the new logistic supply system that we are putting in place. And there is some CapEx for the improvement of the lighting system, which is generating interesting savings, which are not cash CapEx, because all the CapEx for the LED project are financed based on a vendor financing structure, which is implying cash out aligned to the advantages that we will collect thanks to the reduction of the energy cost. In terms of a cash flow statement, we are generating the expected cash flow according to the typical seasonality of the business. So we are absolutely in line with the yearly guidance that we gave. In terms of net debt, even in this case, we are moving accordingly to our guidance, and thanks to lower interest rate now, we will reduce furthermore the cost of money and the interest charges because of the achievement of a lower ratio, which is implying improved ratchet mechanisms with the benefit of the lower interest rate. We will go to 2.5% on the Euribor versus the former 3%. And as an outlook, I would say that November has been very tough as a month for all the retailers across Europe. We noticed that some retailers declared in Germany to have lost even 7-8% like-for-like. I'm happy to say that our like-for-like in November has been flat. So very good, in my opinion, because November has been extremely warm. And in December, the sales performance is positive, largely positive. So as of now, the third Q, the fourth Q, is progressing more or less in line with the like-for-like trend which we are posting up to now for the group, both for OVS and for UPIM, with an UPIM which is continuing to perform extremely well. Very good results are coming from the new project, the one that we mentioned several times to some of you, like fitness or teenager. Good result also from the start of the post-distribution activities that interested in the second half of this year about 25-30% of our total merchandising, and will be gradually roll out during next year. We believe that the year-end result, unless touching wood, extraordinary aspect, would be now solid under our control, so will be achieved. And we are really working on granting the achievement of the target for 2016. Our pipeline is fine. We signed and we are about to sign sufficient contract in order to be convinced that our target of at least 35 full format of the SDOS will be achieved. In the last one in the last 30 days, we opened 7 full format DOS and another 13 small store, most franchising. And as I said, we have a very good visibility on the openings of 2016. Good news, even if still small numbers on international, where we are posting a positive like-for-like almost everywhere. And I think good news also from the sourcing and the gross margin expectation for next year, because in 2016, now the full sourcing has been hedged at 1.14, so at this moment we have an important positive mark-to-mark profit on the dollar, and the raw material and the environmental situation, the more than environmental, I mean the macroeconomic situation in China, are still in our favor. So during the first trips for buying, which are made in these days, our buyers are coming back with lower cost in local currency, which is subject to compensate what still eventually we could not achieve in terms of a gap from a present dollar and hedged dollar. And now I refer to 2017 now, because the 2016 already is covered. But if we look a little bit further, I believe that the present pricing is still beneficial for the expectation of a good margin also in 2017. So I think I'm over with my presentation, and I'm happy to receive your question. Thank you.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Simon Irwin with Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for the increased disclosure about space and a few other things, which is very handy. Could you just talk a little bit about the franchise business, in particular the kind of acceleration of sales in 3Q? Is this, I mean, I know that 3Q obviously is a big quarter for franchise, but it's still accelerated year on year. Is this just a timing issue, or are there other things going on? And can you just talk about the underlying gross margin in franchise? I mean, you talked about the gross margin in the DOS business.
Okay. The franchising is growing because of two reasons. New openings, but this is more or less linear, so there's not a major effect of new openings. Maybe some more new openings compared to the former quarter, but the timing effect is important, because in the third Q, we have most of the intake for the second half generated. So don't expect the same acceleration in the fourth quarter, because in the third quarter, we invoice all the goods which are relating to the autumn-winter, say, most of the goods which are related to the autumn-winter. Clearly, we don't make only one invoice. We make many waves, but the bigger portion of the autumn-winter is delivered in the third Q. With reference to the underlying margin in the franchising, the margin is very, very solid. Because last year in franchising, OVS was generating 39.5. This year, franchising is generating 39.9. In UPIM, last year was 34.6. This year, 33.4. And this small reduction is basically related to the increased portion of kids store, which is the portion which is growing the most. And because of the space which is reduced with lower profitability for our partner, we give them 1.5% advantage to be more efficient. But remember that for us, it is still extremely accretive to open store with a net 33.4% PBT. Then international, which is more or less flat, a very, very limited reduction. And the total gross margin for franchising is reduced by 0.7% basically, from 37 to 36.3. And this is only only determined by the increased number of kids store, Upim kids store, which I would dream to continue. I would aspire to continue opening at this pace, because every store we open, it's a net 33% profit before taxes for our company. So I hope I answered sufficiently to your question.
Yes, that's very clear. Thank you. And where do you think CapEx is going to come out for this year now?
What do you mean with this year, 2015?
For 2015, I think you were guiding us to about 55 million, and I was just wondering if it might be a little bit above that now.
Between 55 and 58.
You need to consider that the 9 months CapEx is not linear in terms of quarter, because the major part of the CapEx are concentrated in the first quarter and the third quarter. In the last quarter, we open a few stores and we don't have additional CapEx. So it's not linear across the month, the CapEx evolution.
Sure, that's very clear. Thank you.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is from Luca Bacoccoli with Banca IMI. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, everyone. My first question is on the Italian apparel market, which you mentioned so far is declining but slightly, which it seems implying some improvement vis-à-vis the first two quarters. Is this the case? And related to that, I was wondering how do you see the Italian market next year, still remaining flattish, or maybe thanks to the consumer confidence improvement and a better macro environment, also the apparel market improving. And the other question is on the like-for-like growth. I was wondering if it was driven only by a volume effect, or there was also some pricing effect, even if small. Thank you.
Okay. As far as concerned the market, I start from the official report, which are provided by Sita Mitchell, which says that the market dynamic for the 9 months ended in October is minus 2%. In the third quarter, the market report tells that the reduction has been lower with a minus 1.9%. So it seems that there is a kind of deceleration in the market decrease. And for the first time in the year, October, according to Sita Nielsen, generated positive figure.
Okay.
To be honest, October has been receiving a big help from weather. So how much this improvement depends from macroeconomic situation and from weather is difficult to say. What I can say is that in a still slightly weak market, much better than last year in any case, it's clear, according to our evidences, that the value players are in a much better niche of the market, because the most of the losses of the market are generated by the market share which is lost by independent store. If you look at market share, which is not an evidence of the market, but in somehow can be considered, can be useful to understand how the market works, the among all the players, the independent stores in the
last 12 months has lost 3% of the market. OVS has increased 0.60
and H&M 0.60 and Inditex 0.20.
So basically there is a big loser in the market, which is a small independent. And then also the mid the mid price brand are suffering. So I am convinced that the market where we play is not as negative as the total market. I mentioned before a comment regarding some information that we have got from a couple of Italian players, which they are performing still negatively, like for like. But this is unofficial, so I'm only telling this because I believe that in this quarter I know for sure. It means that for sure this company is still overperforming the market, but on the other side, all the evidences are that the market, in our opinion, will stop being negative next year because the consumer confidence is up. And in terms of volume, we are selling well because coming to the second part of your question, most of our growth is volume,
okay.
Like for like. There is a small price increase, much smaller than the price increase that I'm noticing in the market, which is another good news in my opinion. Because as I told during the IPO and after the IPO, I was expecting some price inflation in the market in the second half. We make a weekly monitor to our competitors, and without mentioning which ones, because some of them are listed, and I prefer not to mention, but we are noticing that there is a price increase in the market, not only as expected generated by the small independent store, which are forced to buy at a much more expensive dollar from wholesalers, but also by the big champions, which are increasing modestly, but which are increasing somehow prices, which is good for our gross margin evolution. And we are increasing prices much, much less than the others. So in this moment, the average price increase for us is less than 1%. And I think that with this second aspect, I also answered to your second question, if I'm not wrong.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is from Paul Rossington with HSBC. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, gents. Hello?
Good afternoon.
Well done on the numbers. A quick question on your marketing spend, the TV campaign that you're running for the first time in at least 10 years. Yeah, what data have you got to support that is money well spent? I mean, optically it looks like it is. And would you spend, in fact, more if it is generating positive returns?
Well, we are collecting a figure in this week, so still early to make a final solid comment on the real value added generated by the campaign. As a matter of fact, our October sales has been great. I would say super great. I must be honest, weather helped. So difficult for me to say if the big growth that we made in October has been generated and in which amount by the advertising campaign or by the weather. In a few weeks, we will have our final report made together with a marketing specialist agency to understand which has been the conversion, which has been the final effect. So I'm sorry, but too early to say. With reference to the second question, yes, we plan to make TV next year as well, but we don't plan to make more TV than this year. So we don't expect to have two TV campaigns, one in spring-summer and one in autumn-winter. So we are working eventually on having another autumn-winter campaign
in the most important period of the year for sales, which is October, September, November, still not decided. All in all, I can say that the appreciation for the campaign has been wide, both from journalists and customers. So I think that it has been a good decision for the company because it's helping the present moment of improvement that the brand is generating to the eyes of his Italian customers.
Okay, that's brilliant. Thank you. And one quick follow-up. Are you able to say anything more about online, how relevant online sales are within the Italian market, what you're doing to prepare for any expected growth in that space? Is it contributing anything material to the business at this stage, or is online just still too small to make a difference?
Now it's too small to make a difference. So as of today, the only thing I can say is that we achieved in the last 3 months steadily more than 1 million visitors per month. It means that our website is very well visited, because if you take H&M site, I believe they have 14 million visitors worldwide. But if you consider that Germany, which is one of their most important markets, is a market where the penetration of the web is more than 10 times higher than in Italy, you can imagine that a big amount of visits will be received by H&M in the most developed web market. So I do believe that 1 million visitors per month is a good number for us, and 70% of these visitors, they buy in the shop. So this is clearly something which is peculiar of Italy versus other countries. The Italian customer normally browse, make a visit on the website, and then they decided to buy. And this rate is the evidence, 70%. It means that two out of three people that buy an OVS product made a former tour in the website to get information on the product. It means that web is extremely important, and I would say, fortunately, it's not as important in Italy as it is out of Italy. And looking from this perspective, what I can say is that we are finalizing an agreement to enter with Zalando in some European countries, excluding Italy. So it means that we will not have any cannibalization on our Italian sales because of this, and hopefully we will open a new stream of revenues out of Italy thanks to this marketplace.
Well, when would you expect that launch to happen, please?
Spring 2016.
Got it. Okay. And my last question, please, just on your broader international strategy. Have you looked at physical store openings outside of Italy in any greater detail in recent months?
May you elaborate your question? I'm not sure to have understood really the meaning of your question.
Well, I'll say, are you looking at opening any stores internationally in the near future?
We are. We are opening stores internationally. In general, we are opening, even in the last quarter, we opened, I don't remember now, let me check. We opened out of Italy, well, my team is looking for the number. We are opening in Spain. We are opening in Switzerland. We are opening in some other areas of the Balkans where we already have several stores. In the last 3 months, we opened 14 stores out of Italy on average, and we have now 150 stores out of Italy. The average size of this store is Average size is 150 square meters or less. Mostly they are kit stores. There are corners in Corte Inglese. There are kit stores across Europe which are doing very well. We recently opened one store in Lausanne, in Switzerland, which is a country that we are paying a big attention because of several reasons. There is a very small competition, in my opinion. There are great VAT conditions, and there are higher prices, and our pilot store is doing very well. So the answer is yes, we will open store out of Italy, and almost all of the store that we will be open under franchising agreement. The last signed agreement is on Middle East with Al-Futtaim, where we plan to open full format and a kids store in the spring. So the answer is yes, we will continue opening stores, and I believe we will open more stores in the future than we did in the last 12 months out of Italy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Good. So I think on our side we thank each of you for your patience and interest, and see you next time either live with some of you or over the phone. Thank you. Thank you very much.